In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making this show part of your day. It means a lot. We appreciate you. We're spending the afternoon out at 1757 Golf Course by the Commanders Training Facility in Ashburn. Talked to Mark Rippon, a former Super Bowl MVP today. We're just joined by Steve Buckhantz. You can find those interviews at thefandc.com, podcasted when we are done. But as we've been telling you throughout the show, all season long, on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock, we'll be joined by Commanders running back Austin Eckler, who joins us right now for his first appearance of what will be 17 conversations this season. We are so thrilled to have Austin as part of our show. Great to have you back on the program with G&D here, man. How are you?
What is going on, fellas? Looking forward to it all year, man. I'm excited. I like doing these weekly shows just because I know I get to build a relationship with you and anyone else you bring on to the show, and it's always been a good time. So looking forward to it.
No, we're pumped, man. It's an honor. What's the mood of the troops here after week number one, man? How's everybody feeling?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it was not the outcome we wanted. You know, we want to see a lot of things improve, and that's what we'll get back to work doing. It's also week one, so there's a lot to kind of build off of from things that we need to learn from. And I think that's what DQ really hit on, and I think that was really important, is that this is a learning, and you have to treat it like that. Treat it like this is something we're going to learn from, come back and get better from, because if you don't, then it, you know, it doesn't mean anything and you just got your butt kicked for no reason. But hey, as we continue to learn, get stronger, the NFL is about getting hot at the right time. And what does that mean? That means continue to come back, watch the film. We call it Tell the Truth Monday, right? Take the coaching, take everything that we can, and then get back out there and you know, try to fix it for the next week and continue to build into what will be hopefully our final product at the end of the year, where we're on a roll. So I know we have some other questions, but I'd love to get into it. I'm looking forward to keep talking about week one. It was good stuff. I mean, I can just jump into it if you want, but
go for it.
Yeah, so I think something, because everyone's going to, you know, I think, be, oh, how'd Jaden do? I think we saw a lot of great things from Jaden. It was also his first game, and I remember my first game as a rookie, and everything kind of went faster, and it was like a surreal moment for me. I can't obviously speak for Jaden, but I think that's one of those things that as a rookie you get into, and you're like, whoa, like this is it. And it's not that you necessarily try to do too much, but you like you're just, it's going so fast, so things aren't necessarily clicking like they have been in like practice, where things may be a little bit slower. You can never simulate the actual game day. And so looking forward to him. I'm loving what I've seen. That man can absolutely fly. I've never seen him fly like that, you know, at practice. And so to see him really running like that, I was like, okay, like this man can run. But I know, you know, DQ came out and said it today, you know, like we don't want to live in a world where he's running 16 times a game. You know, that's what I get paid to do. That's what B-Rob gets paid to do, and the receivers and our tight end. So looking forward to seeing him come and bounce back and put another week together and grow from that first one.
Along those lines, you know, I don't mean Jaden specifically, but just kind of broadly, Austin, as fans and media on the outside, look, we have no idea what to expect going into week one. We think we know some things, but nobody really knows anything. Is it like that at all, even in the locker room, where you guys are mostly practicing against yourselves? I guess now in these years here in the 2020s, you also get some of those joint practices. But the preseason is, I mean, there's not a lot to it. You're not game planning. You might play a drive or two. So, like, as you get ready to play a first game, do you guys really know your strengths, your weaknesses, where you're going to get exposed, where you're going to dominate? Or is it also like a learn-on-the-fly thing for you guys, too?
I think it's both. I think, you know, you as an internal team know, hey, this is what we're good at. This is the players that we have. And, you know, you have to look at kind of the profile of what your team is, what's the identity there. But at the same time, you're also in a new year, so new players can be doing new things. Like for me, instance, when I was a rookie, I was really a special teams guy my rookie year. And then the next year, I started playing more offense. And then the third year after that, I was actually starting for a few games. And so, like, you never know the progression or, you know, how people have improved or how people have kind of changed throughout the offseason, which you really have to wait and see as we get going into games. And one game is definitely not, you know, an identity setter where, like, oh, this is how it's going to be. Because if it was that way, then, you know, it'd be a lot of, you know, bad football. And, you know, in my opinion, there's a lot of mistakes that don't happen at the end of the year that are happening at the beginning of the year. So a little bit of both, I would say.
Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny. That first catch where it looks like, you know, it's a check down on third down and you break a couple tackles, make some guys miss, bursting forward. I'm going, oh, hell yeah, and then you chart off to the sideline. How do I get more Austin Eckler touches? Is it something that just stick aside, buddy? Is it something, in all sincerity, where after a little while you might feel comfortable, you know, maybe tugging on a sleeve of Cliff Kingsbury and being like, you know, I got some ingredients I would like to cook, please. Is there any time where you feel like that could happen?
Hey, well, you know, after that one, I was just tired, so I needed a break.
Okay.
The thing is, look, we're getting a rhythm going. We'll see kind of how things play out. You know, we got some playmakers on the field. You know, we want to see some other guys, you know, get the opportunity to make those as well. But when they come your way, you got to be ready for them. And, you know, on that play in particular, like, it's back to, you know, doing what I do. Is that's how I made a living in this league. You know, first I was with Phillip Rivers, and so I caught a ton of balls. I've had a, you know, 970 or 97 yard season, 107 catch season. Like, I've made a living off of just turning check downs into chunk plays like that. So one thing you can look forward to is more of that, for sure.
Yeah, that was four catches for 52 yards in the debut on just four targets for Austin Eckler. Maybe we could turn up the faders on those targets a little bit. Your leading receiver going into week two.
Ahem.
For the Washington
Thank
Commanders,
you.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny.
We were actually talking about that today, and it's like, yeah, that's great and all, but hey, we gotta get these other guys activated. I want to see Terry ripping them. You know, we want to see, you know, Ertz running down there, because look, it's great and all for us as a running back to, right, get catches and stuff like that. We also run the ball, obviously, but you want your receivers that are going down the field making those plays, leading your team in reception, so and receiving yards. So looking forward to seeing these other guys get activated as we keep going here through the season.
When you came on the show a few weeks back, we asked you, like, who's the slept-on guy fantasy-wise, and you said, you know, I feel like people are thinking I'm done, basically. You're like, I think I'm going to have a good season. So we had our Grant and Danny Listener League. We had a, you know, bunch of listeners, 14 Listener League, come out at a big bar, and Kristen took Austin Eckler. She's like, you got to tell Austin I listened, I took him. So Kristen's got you on the roster. She got 9.2 points in the receiving category from you this
past week.
Double-digit
scorer, Austin Eckler.
But joking aside, I will say that it seemed to me like on that first catch you answered whatever there were as far as questions. Like, you said basically after last year, a lot of people were questioning how much is left, or was it an injury, was it this, was it that. To me, that was open field, elusive, evasive, wiggle, Austin Eckler. You looked like it was 6 years ago.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I'm still in my 20s now, so everyone needs to calm down here.
But you know how running back years go. Like, 28 is a running back. People act like you're a 40-year-old
yeah, senior citizen on AARP.
I know.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. In fantasy, you're judged off of your past season, right? And so, obviously, last year, high ankle sprain, was dealing with that all year, and then our team was just not connecting like we thought we were going to. So that is now people's last memory of me. And so now it is a new opportunity for me to go paint that, hey, okay, Austin can still play. It was funny, actually. I'm in a Discord with Washington fans because I love to be around fan communities, and they're like, hey, actually, you kind of look a little fast out there. He's like, I guess you still got some speed. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, you guys thought I just tanked, and now I'm just an old man out there and can't run anymore. But like I said, that was the last memory about me. So now it's, hey, let's go repaint the picture.
I've watched you a lot, but I never study it as close as I do now that you're on the team that I cover and watch back the All-22 and all the stuff as fans we have access to now. Dude, is this a common number of walloped hits? Like, you got destroyed a few times. It was like you got caught on, like, in body lean moments. I mean, it was just like, that's not a normal day at the office, right? That there was some big hits.
One thing you'll learn about me is that I'm very compact. I'm also very light. Well, not very light. I'm just lighter than most of the guys that are hitting me, let's say that. So being compact and being light is a tendency to bounce off of things. Sometimes for the better, sometimes not so much. Right?
You know, my 6-year-old son's like that, Austin. Yeah.
What's that?
So my 6-year-old son's like that. Just a lot of, he's small and compact, bounces off a lot of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So like your son, right? We have things in common. So here's what's great about it is you bounce back up because, you know, they think they just, you know, truck stick you, and they might have. But guess what? For you being so compact, like, you just you felt the thud and got pushed a different direction and, you know, ended up falling down on that one. So, yeah, it's going to be something you'll see just because of the nature of my physical makeup. But, hey, as long as I bounce back up, no big deal.
No doubt. But kidding aside, like, what does it feel like? And I guess after you have 2 carries and 4 catches, for a guy in your career who's been a bell cow at points, you probably feel like $1 million. But if there is a week where you're getting, say, 17 carries, 8 to 9 catches in your career, I mean, are you going up steps that first morning, or are you like a sleep on the couch guy? Like, what does that feel like on your body?
I was telling my wife, like the worst thing in season is the flipping stairs, because it's my ankles, man. My damn ankles that are like sore every single morning. I got to do this like little routine, stretch them out, but then going down the stairs, they're just so dang sore. But all the bumps and bruises in the legs and the shoulders, and like right now, like my oblique is, you know, a little bruised or feels like a little funny, but after a couple of days, it'll go away. You kind of get used to it as a football player. I've been playing this sport for like 22 years. And so every year in the fall, I'm getting beat up, but it's just kind of part of the toughness part of it. So it is what it is.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Austin, it's a new everything, right? Like, you're new. Most of the team is new. Coaching staff's new. GM, everything. It's kind of this all brand new deal. How long should fans – I mean, we're not a patient lot as fans, short for fanatical. But when do you feel like, hey, this is when we should be in a rhythm as an offense, when it should be secondhand, when it should be, you know, comfortable and commonplace, and you guys kind of have established yourselves who you are and what you want to do week in and week out? What's kind of a normal time frame?
I wish there was just a black and white answer, like, oh, 4 weeks, and this is why.
Right.
But we have so many new things that it really comes down to us as players, and it comes down to us as coaches. And look, we have a rookie quarterback, right? That's something that, you know, he has a lot to learn. Like, that's just what it is. And so some learn faster than others, and it depends on us around him too. Are we protecting this guy? Are we getting open for him? Are we running the ball effectively? Like, how quickly is that coming together? And are we continuing to progress? Are people staying healthy? That's another one, right? Are we having the same guys on the field building that mesh? And look, I honestly can't tell you. Obviously, you want it to be sooner than later, but that's not the reality of football. Football, I think, is you go out there, you give your best shot. Sometimes you'll lose a game. Or sometimes you'll win a game, and you didn't even play at your best or play a solid game. But it's who can sustain the highest level of play and not make the small mistake? Because how we say it in our room is games are lost, not won. So who can sustain, right, the level of competition and level of play where you did enough not to lose, And so, because it's really competitive, right? It's the margin of error is so close because there's such a good high level of competition. So it's really hard to tell, you know, good games, bad games. It might have been a misstep, and that made you give up a sack. And it's like, well, is that because you're not meshing well? No, it's because your technique. So there's so many different factors. So time will tell. There's no answer to that. If there was an answer to that, I would be a head coach right now. You know.
That'll have to wait, hopefully, for a handful of more years. Austin Eckler here on Grant and Danny, first of a season's worth of appointments with us at 5 o'clock on Tuesdays. I was thinking about this when I was watching the Friday night game in Brazil, and I just wanted to bounce this off you. Footing for a running back, for a skill guy, it was obviously terrible in that particular situation where they were playing an international game. But do you handle all that pregame when you run out onto the field and kind of determine what you're going to wear? Is it always pretty much the same thing that you default to? And then grass versus turf, like, what are your thoughts at this point on some of those kind of surface debates?
Yeah, I think the international games, you're going to get obviously more variance in the field play just because they're not like we are over here and where we are focusing solely on a football field, being a American football field, which is very different than what we call soccer. That type of field, and so that's where you're getting the variance at. Obviously, we want the best footing, but I understand, and I think players kind of understand, doesn't mean we like it at all, but there's going to be some variance when you go to a, you know, somewhere international and you're playing in a different culture and playing on a different field. So it's just one of those things that we kind of have to deal with, unfortunately. Like I said, doesn't mean we like it. But then coming back to the States, love me some good grass, like not just any grass and like, oh, this is fine. I've definitely played on grass that is not very secure and would not recommend, like Lambeau Field during the end of the year. Oh my goodness. Like it is just not great. And so playing on good grass, like I feel like that is ideal. Turf, I mean, there's so many different things that we don't like about turf. I mean, like even just how your joints feel. I have to wear literally turf tape all over my body so that I'm not just getting skid, like my skin skid off every single time I go to the ground. And so it's just the little things like that that add up as far as quality of life. We're at the highest level of football, making a ton of different, you know, revenue streams. Like, in my opinion, you'd think we would be putting the best type of, you know, conditions for our players that they want to play in. But we don't always necessarily, you know, see eye to eye with, you know, people that are putting these fields in. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
All right, Austin, last one for you. All right, this is a personal favor for me. Let's say I'm in a social gathering. Let's say there's a bunch of people. You're in the game.
Okay.
Give me something that I can look for so that I can sound really smart. I love sounding smart. I'm not, so I kind of try to pass off like I know what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
Like everyone can see when you make a catch and make a wiggle, right? Give me like a hidden thing where I'm going to go, watch what he does on this play. Give me like a secret little tip.
Ooh, I think different, like watch the quarter. I think something, maybe this is too obvious. I was going to say like, you know, if a quarterback looks a certain way and does an audible that way, and then if you know the route that person just ran, you'd be like the Rodgers last night. I know he gave like a little slant, or he gave like a little curl to number five, Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
And you could be like, yeah, Garrett Wilson. You could be like, dang, did you see Rodgers give Wilson a little curl right there? He got to open in that zone. You know, like things like that where it's like,
oh,
how did you know that? But you saw him look over there and you saw him give him like a little, some type of signal. You obviously don't know what the route is, but then you could watch the route and see what he ran. You'd be like, dang, he just gave him a curl around and got to open it. That was a good audible. So use that one. That'd be a good one.
I love it.
Two quick things before we let you go. First is, I saw your wife on Instagram gave you an outfit to wear for week one, and it was so terrible. You told her basically no. She gave you like a sweater vest, and you joined pretty hard, so I don't have to pile on. But what was that sweater? I mean, if you guys
that
haven't seen this,
hilarious.
You can check it out on his Instagram. I'm not a fashion guy. But, God, that was bad.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you can see me. I was definitely roasting it. I should bring her in here to help her explain herself, but maybe next time. But she had a backup plan, thankfully, and we went with the backup plan for that one. So, look, the expectation is high. She did all of my outfits last year, so we'll have one of those every single week. She loves to do the content stuff. So it'll be a fun little series we're involved in.
I love it. We'll be checking it out. And then lastly, so – as we go forward this season, right, as a segment, this is our first one, so we're going to kind of workshop this on the fly. Just kind of a little show meeting here with Austin Eckler. So we need an intro song, first of all, a song that you want played.
Oh, okay.
As your walk-up song. So if you know it off the top of your head, that's fine. We could also just get it before next week. It's a little homework. The other thing is, it's your segment, right? So we've got our own stuff we're going to do, but do you want listener questions? Do you want to have guests that we bring on for you or you bring on? Do you want to do anything fantasy? Like, what do you want this to be?
I love some listener questions. It's always a good one. I always love recapping the game. That's low-hanging fruit for us as well. You know, I'll talk on things that I can talk on. I always can't talk on anything or on everything anyway, just because
Us the first 15 script for next week.
Yeah,
we'll
do you know
that.
It yet already? Yeah.
Right. So I can't give you that, you know, all the obvious stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Love the listener stuff. Walk-up song, you know, that's, you know, we can work on that one. Fantasy, I have actually, so I don't have my show anymore with Yahoo, so my fantasy knowledge has kind of been lacking a little bit. I haven't been up to date with as much as I usually am in that space. Other than that, then I think we're free game, and I think we make conversation.
I think we got a game plan. Well, we'll get with you before next week for the debut of your walk-up song, and we're in a good spot.
Awesome.
We got a good thing going here. Thanks so much.
Yes,
we're fired up about it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
It's going to be a fun season.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, y'all. All right, boys.
You got it.
Okay.
There's
That's
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny with us. He'll be with us every single Tuesday right at 5 o'clock, so make note of that. He's a 10 out of 10.
He's great.
Going to be a fun
time.
Just
so good.
You are listening to The Fan. Speaking of week one and the positive that was Eckler out of the backfield, reasons for hope, causes for concern after an 0-1 start. Next on Grant and Danny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
G&D from 1757 Golf Club in Ashburn. Thanks for listening to the program. We've had a fun one today. Mark Rippon stopped by. We just had Austin Eckler on the show. Steve Buckantz has been a part of the broadcast as well. It has been an enjoyable afternoon under the sun out here on a beautiful Tuesday in Virginia. Danny, let's go with some reasons for hope and some causes for concern. Coming out of week one for the Commanders, they lose by 17 to the Bucs. They are on to the New York Giants in week two. Start with a reason for hope.
A lot of fluky stuff happens in week one of the NFL these days. It's a byproduct of how little people play in the preseason and how little we know coming into week ones of the NFL season. Things that we thought we knew based on last year. This is a league of turnover, of personnel, of parity, of free agency, of changes, of draft picks, of adjustments. So things change from week to week, month to month, season to season. So a lot of things we thought were certainties certainly aren't. And a lot of things we think now are ironclad 100% aren't necessarily. So it's too early for any kind of panic.
Reason for hope, Jaden Daniels, I thought, looked like he belonged. There are a lot of things he's going to have to do differently in the weeks and months and, frankly, years ahead, hopefully over many, many years as a passer. But running the football, probably too frequently, he was the best thing going offensively. And in your first game as a drafted quarterback to be not only the strength of the offense, but essentially the entire offense, I think is still a healthy, good thing. He was also the best of the three rookie quarterbacks who played on Sunday. Mm-hmm. He outperformed Caleb Williams. He outperformed Bo Nix.
Reason for hope. Austin Eckler's got some burst. I know he's our guest, and I'm not just blowing sunshine because he's our guest. This is what I'm clamoring for. He needs the football more. You wouldn't be saying that if he was sluggish, averaging 3.3 yards per carry, whatever it was that he did last year, and didn't look like he had it. He's got it. He's got that burst. He's a weapon.
Reason for hope, their wide receiver room, while unproductive in this game, not all by their own doing, still has a chance to grow in the weeks ahead. Alamide Zaccheaus was playing in his first game with the team. Terry McLaurin and De'Ami Brown were playing in their first games in a new offense. And Noah Brown was not active. He didn't even play. I think he will play a lot going forward and is going to be a fixture for them. Also, Luke McCaffrey, the rookie, I wouldn't have had three targets and three catches for him in his first game, having gone out to training camp and watched practices. About 2 weeks into practice, Danny, you know, the book on him was hasn't really been all that noticeable. So for him to have climbed the depth chart the way that he has is a good sign. That, to me, is a reason for hope in a long season.
Reason for hope. I thought the offensive line actually held up pretty decent. Now, Tampa Bay is missing some guys. There were some injuries. A couple, I think one of their other really good internal defensive linemen, non-Vita Vea division, wasn't available to them. So it wasn't as if you went up against, I don't know, the 85 Bears or, you know, those giant Super Bowl teams. But still, I thought week one, offensive line, that there's some questions certainly, thought held up very well.
Cause for concern, the secondary was every bit as bad as it was last year. We had major issues at the corner position. Watching Emmanuel Forbes, who got benched and hurt both in this game, it seemed like struggle again. Had a sequence on one play where he had two penalties, grabbing a face mask, getting a pass interference, didn't go well. And while Benjamin St. Juste did have tight coverage on a touchdown he gave up to a future Hall of Famer in Mike Evans, he was on the wrong end of multiple touchdowns in this game. And Mikey Sanders still, who I think will have a productive season and will be a good player, got baptized a little bit in the slot. Good wide receiver Chris Godwin did whatever he wanted.
Cause for concern. We're in a third set of offensive coordinators. It's only one game here, obviously, but third set of OCs where the best playmakers on offense don't get the ball very often. It doesn't seem to be a priority to force feed them.
Cause for concern. I thought the pass rush was decent, specifically from the interior, with John Allen and Daron Payne pushing the pocket. Didn't think noticeably they got much pressure off the edges, and they didn't finish. This was a problem at times with their group last year. And I think this happens a lot of the time, Danny, when the best part of your pass rush is the interior and the quarterback can see it coming because they can make that elusive move and evade the rush and kind of squeak out to the edges. Well, if you don't have anybody, no T.J. Watt forcing them back into the middle or cleaning up the movement, so to speak, then there's no real sacks to be had. No game-changing sequences where you hit them like Jaden Daniels got hit and the ball came out when he tried to run out of a breaking pocket. So that worries me a little bit. That's something I'm concerned about.
Two of their three second-round picks were non-factors. One didn't play. The other only played around 10, 11 snaps on offense in Ben Sinnott. Mikey Sanders still was on the field from pretty much jump street, and he'll be a contributing factor. But not much involvement for your second-rounders. For a lot of teams and a lot of programs, those are starters. And there's been a gaping hole in second-round picks and contribution here in Washington for some time.
Daniels' default was to run. And this was kind of a concern for me, not to say that I'm not pro him running. I spent a lot of times talking about this offseason that that's his superpower and his elite trait at this point, and he needs to. But certainly not to the tune of 16 carries or 11 scrambles. And when you go back and watch all 11 of those scrambles, I'd say a third of the time there were better options as a passer. And you heard Dan Quinn say as much in the press conference that he'd like to see him rip the ball into windows a little more often. Basically said, some of those scrambles didn't need to be scrambles. Could have been passes. And I want to see that number of scrambles that turns into passes continue to grow as we get further and further removed from his debut. We're G&D. You're listening to The Fan. We'll give our awards to the best players in the NFL from week one next. We've also got to give an award to a Washington Commander for the hardest working player of the game. We'll do that in a moment on this Tuesday on G&D. Taking you up to 6:15 on The Fan, we're Grant and Danny. You are listening live all over D.C. on 106.7, our flagship, and in Richmond on AM 910, FM 105.1. Of course, watch the show streamed live every day on YouTube on 106.7 The Fan's YouTube page. It's time to figure out who the hardest working player of the game was for the Commanders, presented by Miss Utility. Remember to contact Miss Utility before you dig every dig. It's the law. Visit MissUtility.com or call 811. Visit MissUtility.net or call 811.
Give me Brian Robinson Jr., 12 carries, 40 yards, and a tutty, and three catches for 49 yards. Probably robbed of, I think it was stopped at like the 1 millimeter line at one point. Another big gain that was wiped away to a degree because of a shaky block in the back. He was productive in week number one, running hard.
Yes, he was. He works hard. He just is a handful to get to the ground.
Yep.
I would not want to tackle that guy. He does everything violently. 12 carries for 40 yards, a yeoman's 3.3 a pop. And it's not like there was a whole lot there, right? I mean, they're still feeling their way out, I think, collectively as a group up front, as an offensive line. A long of 40 for him. A long of 7 to get to those 40 yards. So those are well-earned, tough sledding yards. And then he worked really hard in the receiving game as well, where he had 49 on just 3 grabs on 4 targets. So I like that one. Your hardest working Commander, Brian Robinson, in week one. Speaking of Commanders, who we want to give attention to, you can vote right now at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. It is Survivor Tuesday. We're going to kick a player off the island. We're going to give a player immunity for week two. We're going to do that based on your voting. So get those votes in. Voting closes in about 12 minutes right at 6 o'clock. On G&D, we will announce who gets immunity next week and who is getting sent home coming up in our final segment next hour. Danny, your quarterback of the week for week one in the NFL was?
A couple guys to choose from here, but I'm going Baker Mayfield because he was incredible against Washington. Now, here's the thing. He played Washington, so everyone looks incredible, but he did. 289 yards. 4 touchdowns, evaded numerous times where he was in the grasp of a defender, 24-30. He was 146.4 rated quarterback, your highest of the week in the NFL. He was simply magnificent, and it was great to see. Wasn't it fun?
I'll go with maligned starter Derek Carr in New Orleans, who had just 4 incompletions to go with 3 touchdowns and no turnovers. Threw for 200 yards, 19 of 23 passing. Probably could have gone for 400 if they needed him to. They just called off the dogs.
They didn't need to.
Because they were beating the Panthers by 1 million points already. Carr was sharp as a tack in week one. Your running back of the week.
Joe Mixon was just astoundingly good in Houston. Now, part of that is volume. Part of that's opportunity. The other part is he was really good. He was running tough. He was running heavy, breaking through tackles. He was shifty. I thought he was really, really impressive.
30 carries for a $1.59 for Mixon in his Texans debut, scored a touchdown. I'll go with another guy playing in his first game. How about Jordan Mason, who ran last night for the San Francisco 49ers? Nobody knew he was going to play publicly. I guess he may have known, at least according to what he said on Friday. But Jordan Mason, 28 rushes for 147 yards and a touchdown last night. 5.3 a pop against a really good Jets defense. Best running back in week one for me. Who do you give your wide receiver reward to?
Especially given what happened before the game. Tyreek Hill, 7 catches, 130 yards, a touchdown, including an 80-yarder in there that changed the game. That sequence where Miami is about to go down by multiple touchdowns again. Travis Etienne fumbles. Moments later, Hill is streaking down the sideline as he's done so many times over for a game-changing, easy-button touchdown that changed everything in week one for Miami.
I am a volume guy, so I'll go Cooper Kupp, who had a NFL-high 14 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown for the Rams. Matt Stafford's favorite receiver,
yeah,
for sure, generally, but also
how would you know, based on the number of targets that he caught?
Just
is it that?
All of the targets, and they moved him in motion. I don't know why.
Motion.
They moved him all over the formation.
What is that?
Got him in stacks. I don't know why.
Huh.
Darius, I want to play Jordan Mason telling Lisa Salters that he found out on Friday that he was going to start the game. This was on Monday Night Football on the ESPN telecast post-game. Lisa Salters asks him, you know, when does he find out? And he answers pretty honestly last night on the broadcast.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When did I find out? Maybe Friday night, you know, something like that.
So you can tell he's a little uncomfortable. He kind of pauses. He says Friday night, something like that, okay? The problem with that is that nobody knew all day Saturday via injury reports or otherwise that Christian McCaffrey was out. They listed him still as, you know, questionable or whatever. And in a fantasy world where gambling and fantasy matter to the league, you got to tell the truth on injuries. So Kyle Shanahan was asked after the game about Jordan Mason saying that he found out on Friday, and Kyle Shanahan did not agree with the timing that Mason had mentioned.
I never told Jordan he was going to start. Told him he had to be ready a bunch, but that might have been Bobby or somebody trying to pump him up, but I knew he was going to have to play a lot. And told him that he was going to have to, wasn't going to be like usual. He was going to be a number two back that was splitting a lot of the time. But now he didn't know he for sure was doing that till today.
Did Christian have some sort of a setback on Friday? Is that?
No, he didn't have a setback. I mean, it was on and off throughout the week. He was
so
able
Shanahan
to practice.
Goes on to talk about McCaffrey not having a setback. We just didn't know. He didn't feel great today. So somebody's telling a different story. Then you get Jordan Mason at the podium after Kyle had talked, and he didn't know what to say anymore.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
Just skip it. Poor kid.
Man.
I mean, that sequence of answer.
I do feel bad.
Kyle, him, poor guy. And also now it's a story after your career night. Should be all about how great you were. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Let's talk about Tyreek Hill's day for the Dolphins. And let's get you ready for Nats baseball next on G&D.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.